Shugyoikai is a site where a single poem can generate more analysis than most people produce in a semester. And somehow, that feels exactly right.
LaTeX Space Coyote is behind all of it. Today we're looking at one of Ueshiba Morihei's doka, a teaching poem about position, perception, and what it means to already be somewhere the attacker never expected.
Let's start with the poem itself and what it's actually doing.
The question this poem poses is spatial and psychological at once. Where are you standing when an opponent commits to an attack? And what does it mean that you are already there?
The translation given in the post puts it plainly. Believing standing before, an enemy rushes in to strike, only to find, I am already behind.
That compression is the whole argument. The enemy's certainty about where you are is exactly what makes that certainty useless. The post frames this as irimi, entering, completed before the attacker can register it.
And the poem earns that reading at the level of grammar. The closing auxiliary keri marks realized discovery, a kind of exclamatory past. Not, I moved there, but I was already there, as it turns out.
The post spends considerable time on word order as technique. The speaker, where, does not appear until the fifth and final phrase. The reader's eye follows the sword, then the attacker's assumption, then the rush, and only then does the speaker materialize, behind the enemy.
So the reading experience enacts the poem's argument. You get pulled forward, and then find yourself looking at someone who was never where you were looking.
Exactly. The post also traces the tachi-tachi correspondence. The poem opens with tachi, meaning sword, and closes with tachi, meaning standing. The weapon becomes a posture.
That is a genuinely elegant observation. A single sound doing two jobs across the whole arc of the poem, and neither meaning cancels the other.
The commentary situates poem 21 within a sequence. Poems 18 through 20 establish the line of attack, the threat at both ends of a weapon, and the timing of preemption. Poem 21 is where those preparations resolve. The opponent's belief in front is left intact, and only the position changes. The post also applies an oral pivot reading developed in an earlier paper, hearing the word teki, enemy, as te plus ki, conjunctive chain plus vital energy. So the attacker is not a fixed entity, but a runaway process of chained actions pouring into a coordinate that no longer contains anyone.
Which reframes the whole encounter. You are not evading a person. You are stepping out of the address a process was mailed to.
The post puts it this way. To stand behind the opponent is not to possess his back. It is to step outside the opposition he has made.
That sentence is doing a lot of quiet work. It shifts the victory condition from positional advantage to something closer to structural exit.
And that reading is grounded in Ueshiba's broader worldview, Omoto-influenced Shinto cosmology, in which martial positioning is framed as spiritual alignment rather than destruction. The post cites scholars of Japanese religion to contextualize why already behind reads as ethical posture, not tactical cleverness.
A poem about standing somewhere becomes, on close reading, a poem about what kind of world you inhabit when you stand there.
What stays with me is the temporal dimension. The kanji for behind also carries after. So the position and the moment collapse into each other.
Already behind, already after. The next poem in the series will have a lot to live up to.